ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is very significant. This topic is a little bit controversial, but nevertheless, it's very vital and it deserves to be discussed. And it's related to the days in which we are currently in, which are the Ayyam Fatimiyya, the days of mourning of the demise and the martyrdom of the daughter of the Prophet, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, when she martyred and she traveled to the hereafter. Because as you know, these days fall between two very important days. And we have two hadiths, one of which is stronger than the other, in which those days have been singled out as being the days in which the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, was martyred and she passed away. Now there is considerable disagreement amongst people regarding her death. And we don't want to get into the controversy surrounding this event, this historical event. We'll leave that for historians to debate and to investigate. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining why is it necessary for us to mourn the Lady Fatima, and why should we be sad at her departure? Because after all, she's not a prophet, and she's not, nor is she an imam. And so a lot of Muslims, especially those who do not follow the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, they might ask, you know, why is it significant to mourn her death? Especially considering the fact that, you know, not a lot of hadiths have been narrated from her. And perhaps some of them might say that, you know, there were a lot of companions of the Holy Prophet who accompanied the Prophet longer than she did. I mean, she died relatively, she didn't live with the Prophet as long as maybe some of the other companions did. So, I mean, you know, some people might mention these objections and you know, it's necessary for us to address this topic here today. We can say this in response to this question, that according to the prophetic hadith, the existence and the being, the person of the Holy Fatima, the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, is an extension of the existence and the person and the personality of the Holy Prophet himself. And this is something that the Prophet himself attested to when he said, Fatima is a part of me. And this is not something, he doesn't want to say that, you know, that she's my daughter, you know, that, or she's related to me, right? Like any father would say that, you know, she's a part, my daughter is a part of me, or my child is a part of me, right? Why? Because there's a clue here in this hadith which indicates that something more and more significant is being implied, because the Prophet said, whoever pleases her, pleases me. Whoever grieves her, grieves me. And then the Prophet said, Fatima is the dearest of all people to me. So when the Prophet said, Fatima is a part of me, he's clearly mentioning something more significant than the fact that she's simply the child of the Prophet or his daughter. Rather, her being is an extension of his being, and her person is an extension of his person. Right. So just as we grieve the demise of the Holy Prophet, all Muslims do, it's also necessary for them to grieve and to be sad at the demise of the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at why is it necessary to commemorate the demise of the Lady Fatima, and also to grieve her death, the Lady Fatima was martyred and she passed away. In the light of the prophetic hadith, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.